your race is considered.
I'm colored folks.
Colored folks.
Right.
All right. What about, about a term that's not a very nice term for colored people? One that you wouldn't want to be called.
Negro? Let's see. What is it
now? I'm talking about a term that maybe you've heard some white people use, or maybe some of your own people use when they're mad at one another and they want to really insult somebody. It's a term that you wouldn't like to be called. What's that? Well, don't be worried about saying it. I'm just looking for words. I know you're not calling anybody anything. All I want to find out is what words are used when this happens.
Well, I'll try to see what they mean by it.
Well, what's the word that they use, or words that they use when they call talking about a colored person and calling them a bad name, a name that you wouldn't like.
That's right.
All right. What's a name that you wouldn't like to be called as a colored
person? I'd be called.
Well, what's a name that as a colored person you would not like to be called?
I had called by the, I mean, they don't call me because of my, it's Mardo.
What?
Mardo.
All right. Well, now, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard the term nigger?
Yes, sir.
And you don't like that, do you?
I like Negro. I'm not a nigger.
You don't like the term Negro?
I like the term Negro, but I don't like no nigger.
All right. Now, that's what I mean. You know, have you ever heard, you've heard that used, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir, nigger.
And you don't like it. I don't either, but I'm just
call a nigger wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I read it.
All right. Are there any other words like the word nigger that are bad words for colored people that you wouldn't like?
Well, there's a whole lot I want to lack. I can tell you a whole lot I want to lack, but I take the house, you see. Some of them call me a son of a bitch and all that stuff. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that kind of
thing. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
I take that. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
I don't blame you.
And because I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my people, man.
Well, do you have any bad names? Do you know of any bad names that people use for white people?
Do not.
They don't?
Do not.
Are you sure that they're not? Have you ever heard something like a cracker or a peckerwood?
Yeah, I heard that.
You heard peckerwood?
No, I heard somebody, long as young men, call it a cracker. Peckerwood and all that.
And it wasn't used as a funny name, it was a bad. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't hear wrong, a fine dude, a good dude.
I see. Well, what about rednecks? You ever heard that used?
Rednecks.
Do you ever use that? All right. Do you ever use the term cracker at all? You don't use it yourself.
No, awesome.
What happens when, say, somebody does something wrong and you get awfully, like for instance, suppose one of your children did something wrong and you really got on to him, what would you say? You got awfully what at him?
That's funny, right? Back down, I guess. She can never think that they're going back down the road. Talk by itself. No. They nice to me.
All right.
Are you showing us what?
You asked his question,
didn't you? That's better, right? Yeah, thank you. I say.
What do you call it when you've been out all day and you worked real hard and you're really just, you know, you're kind of, well, you're ready to go to bed right then and there, you know, you really feel as though you're worked out. What do you call that? You say I'm.
I say that one time it's time to give out.
All right.
Yeah, I make a deal. I'm knocked out.
All right, knocked out.
I mean, tired, you see, it worked.
What do you call it when, what do you say when a person, for instance, when you don't know what's wrong with him, but you think he's sick, you say he's...
I don't see he's putting
on.
Well,
he said a person becomes ill. He said he's...
I'm ill now.
What now?
I said I'm ill now.
Why is that?
You got a counsel?
You do.
That's all right.
And you smoking?
Well, I told him to quit smoking. All right, well, I smoke. He told him, the doctor, I said, I'll go to Chattanooga.